about? Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship, because our God is truly amazing. He created everything, great and small, and His love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into His Word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along His path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
Family Church, if you came to the house of God expecting Him to move in power in your life this morning, come right on up front. We're going to literally step into the presence of God this morning. If you need God to move in your life, step on out of your row. Come on up to the front. We're going to chase after every single thing that Jesus has for us in this day. Anytime the Israelites move from place to place, the tribe of Judah would go before them through praise. So today we're going to step into the presence of God, and we're going to change our situation and our circumstance by stepping into the presence of God and leading with our praise. Heavenly Father, You are the King of all kings and the Lord over all lords. There are none that are greater than You. You are the more. You are enough. You are the overcomer and the victory in our shout. So we praise You and we worship You in this moment for what You've done, for what You're doing, and for what You will do and who You are. We worship You in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Come on, let me hear a shout if you know that your God is good. Come on, let me hear a shout if you know that your God is good. All right, sing this out, sing.
Lord, You are good and Your mercy endureth forever.
Come on, I want to hear you sing it out, sing.
Lord, You are good and Your mercy endureth forever.
Come on and sing that out with everything.
Lord, You are good and Your mercy endureth forever.
Hallelujah.
Lord, You are good and Your mercy endureth forever.
Come on, people from every nation.
People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship You. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship You.
For who You are. Come on and sing that one more time. Sing it out, sing.
You are good. Yes, You are, yes, You are, yes, You are.
Come on, so good.
So good, so good, yeah. Yes, You are, yes, You are, yes, You are.
Come on, sing. Lord, You are good.
Lord, You are good and Your mercy endureth forever. Lord, You are good and Your mercy endureth forever.
Come on, let's sing this out.
Lord, You are good and Your mercy endureth forever. Lord, You are good and Your mercy endureth forever.
To people from every nation,
people from every nation,
from generation,
sing that out.
We worship You. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship.
sing, you are good.
You are good. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So good. So good. Yeah. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Sing, you are good.
You are good all the time and all the time. You are good. You are good all the time and all the time. You are good.
Just the voices sing. Come on and shout it out. You are good all the time and all the time. You are good. One more time.
You are good all the time and all the time. You are good. You are good all the time and all the time. You are good.
Come on, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Come on and sing that out with everything you have.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Hallelujah, Lord, you
Lord,
are.
You are good and your mercy
forever. Shall
endure
forevermore.
Lift your hands if you know that the blood works and it works on your behalf.
Hallelujah.
If you know this song, come on and sing it with us. Sing Jesus.
Jesus, I love you so. Your blood still it flows from your throne. Some still don't know the blood that you shed till it flows.
Come on and sing that.
Jesus, I love you so. Your blood still it flows from your throne. Jesus, some still don't know the blood that you shed.
Come on, everybody, sing your blood. Hallelujah. Never lose.
Till it flows.
Come on and sing.
Jesus, I love you so. Your blood still it flows from your throne. Jesus, some still don't know the blood that you shed still it flows.
Come on and sing this out. Sing.
Your blood.
we all know this part. Come on, sing your blood.
don't even deserve the breath in my body, but we all understand it's your breath that's keeping us alive right now. Jesus, we just give you praise for that. Thank you, Father.
You give life, you are love, you bring life.
Thank you for your anointing in this place. Jesus, I'm reminded in your word when you were present, you said the anointing was there to heal. Lord, there are people that are in your house today that are sick. Lord, they're sick in their bodies. Maybe some have been diagnosed with diseases and sicknesses. Others have been wounded. Some just carry aches and pains constantly. Jesus, I thank you that by your covenant, you gave us a promise.
Yes.
That by your stripes we were healed.
Amen.
Already done. So Jesus, we speak to every disease. We speak to every sickness. Lord, even the pains and the common cold. Lord, we declare in Jesus' name that it has no right in our bodies. We bind sickness in the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Lord, every sickness, every disease has to bow before the Lord Jesus Christ. We command our bodies to come into alignment with the Word of God. We curse it at its very root, the cause of it. God, we declare health as your promise is. Lord, divine health for your kingdom. Thank you that we're sons and daughters, and we get to receive from the blessings of heaven this morning. In the name of Jesus. There is a specific individual here. I believe it's your stomach. You're having serious stomach issues. And the pain is on the right wall of your stomach. Constantly just aching. God is saying he's healing you. And it will be a testimony. Because The doctors have already diagnosed you with a problem, and you're going to go back, and it'll be all gone in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that, Lord, you care about us in our, even the very place, God, of pain in our stomachs. Lord, there's nothing that you don't care about. So, Jesus, I thank you that this morning, whatever the need is in this congregation, Lord, whether it be emotional, whether it be financial, whether it be their families, we know, Jesus, you are here to change lives, here to shift situations. So, Lord, this morning, in the name of Jesus, we command even atmospheres to change by the power of Jesus' name. We command environments, Lord, even in workplaces to shift in Jesus' name. And God, even in our own minds, we command our minds to come into alignment. For the Lord has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. God, we thank you that you care. And we thank you that you're here. And that today you are touching us individually and corporately for the glory of heaven. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Isn't God good? How many of you love Jesus? Amen. I don't know how many of you heard the testimony, but this young man got healed, right? It was healed this week. Can you give the testimony real quick?
So we were at Fall Retreat over the weekend, and ever since I could remember, I couldn't stretch like this leg out without having to bend this one. And obviously, I'm sitting here standing with both of my knees aligned and my feet. It just feels great. Like, I wasn't able to walk without having, like, a pain in my back for a long duration of time. But I've been up here running and doing everything, and my back feels amazing. And there were, like, I'm not even going to lie to you, there were, like, 24 other healings last night at Fall Retreat. So it was pretty awesome.
Our teenagers, that's who we're talking about. Our teenagers, God is healing our teenagers. Why? So their faith will not be built upon the wisdom of man, but upon the power of God. When God heals you, you can't deny it. Can I hear an amen? You know, some people say they've never seen a miracle. Well, we just showed you one this morning. How many else have had a miracle in their life? A miracle from God. My wife was healed of stage 3 cancer, a miracle from God. Watch, if God will do it for one, he'll do it for everybody. So, listen to this, best part about the covenant. You don't have to be perfect to receive. You just got to receive. Amen? So shout it out loud in Jesus' name. I receive my miracle. Amen. How many of you got that? I said, how many of you got that? Amen. On your way back to your chair, make sure you welcome 5 or 6 folks and say, good morning. I got my miracle today. I hope you did. Same to you, baby girl. Come on, go find somebody. Come on now, don't be a snob. You've got 2 minutes and 30 seconds to be nice to somebody. The Bible said if you want a friend, you got to be friendly. Come on, hug somebody. Make sure it's a guy if it's a guy. Come on now. Shake somebody's hand. Say, good morning. You look just marvelous today. Talking to anybody, you gotta be nice. Come on, turn to someone and say good morning. You got 1 minute and 30 seconds left. Grace, get out of your chair, go hug somebody. Katie, see ya. You stand there and smirk. Go on, get. Come on, we gotta start moving you. Come on, go find somebody.
NXT family, it is time to settle on into your seats and pay attention to the announcements that are up and coming.
Hey family, we have one of our favorite evangelists coming this month, Brother Tiff Shuttlesworth. He's gonna be here November 18th, right here at the Horseheads campus, 9-11 a.m. You're gonna have these cards in your chairs. You wanna make sure that you pray, that you invite, and that you bring those people that need Christ. On the back of this card, there's actually 7 lines of names that you can put down here. Pray for them, but make sure you fill your row. Be here November 18th, 9-11, right here at Horseheads for Brother Tiff Shuttlesworth.
We've got 4 holiday events coming up in the last week of November. We're going to be doing the Elmira Holiday Parade, Holly Days, and Sparkle. Each of these are an event hosted by the community where we get to participate and share the love of God. We're going to be having special holiday sweatshirts. They're going to be green. And if you'd like to come and sign up and help serve our community, there's going to be a sign-up sheet at the Info Center. You can also email me at outreach@histabernacle.com or go to the website at www.histabernacle.com.
Family, big news. Groups are ending the end of November, which means you need to get into one as soon as possible. Last month, we had almost 200 people attending a group, which is amazing, but that still means there's a couple hundred of us not connected every week to the family of God. I want to encourage you, if your group hosts, throw your hand up real quick, nice and high so everybody can see you, and keep it up. If you see someone close to you and you're not a part of a group or you haven't been connected, maybe you haven't been going, I want to encourage you to find somebody and get signed up or come out to the front desk and we'd love to get you involved. We're going to be covering 2 amazing topics, and every single person should be in one so we can be connected as the family of God and we can grow together. Make sure you sign up. Have a phenomenal day.
Oh. Nah. Y'all got 2 more hours of sleep than the rest of us. Somebody need a little bit more energy than that, okay? Let's try that one more time. Good morning, His Tabernacle. Amen. There it is. Thank you so much for coming out to our 11 a.m. service. We are so excited that we get to worship with you today. It is a privilege and an opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. So turn to the person next to you and say, neighbor, you are brilliant for being in the house of the Lord. Amen. In addition to our church family, we always have guests that come, and we pray that they go from guests to family. So if this is your first time and you are a guest in the house today, can I just see you just lift up your hand like this? Awesome. Let's put our hands together for our guests. If you're a guest and you did not receive a welcome packet, can you please keep your hand lifted up? We have a gift for you. In there, there's a mug. There's some information about our church, but most importantly, after our church service, to your right, my left, we have a guest reception for you. There's free pastries and donuts, and you get to meet some of the, oh, my Lord, I felt that too, and coffee with peppermint mocha creamer, and you get to meet some people on staff. We want to just get to know you and to say thank you for coming to worship with us today, and we pray that you go from guest to family. Amen. So give it up for our guests one more time. And we want to welcome our live stream audience as well. We love you guys so much. You are equally family as well. So at His Tabernacle, what are the 3 things that we do? We. One more time. At His Tabernacle, we. It is a privilege and an honor to win souls for the kingdom of God. Amen. We've had a phenomenal teaching series about winning souls and evangelism and boldness and building the kingdom of God and plundering the gates of hell. You go ahead and say it. I don't know. How many was it? Last week, there were 39 people. I don't know why my voice cracked. I was that excited. There were 39 people that were saved in the house last week. That is phenomenal. We had so many people saved. first service. We cannot wait for second service, because when the word is released, it will not return void. It shall go forth, and it shall accomplish what it was set forth to do. So we're excited for the salvations that will be in second service and overall today. Amen? So come on, let's put our hands together for all the salvations in the house. But who knows that our entire region is not one yet. Our entire towns are not one yet. Our entire families are not one yet. And we will not rest until that has happened. So we are bringing in a phenomenal evangelist that has the heart of this church, the heart for souls, Brother Tiff Shuttlesworth. He'll be here next week. It's going to be a powerful service. You do not want to miss it. So all your unsaved friends, all your backslidden family members, everybody that you can, I want to challenge you to be praying for five people, but to bring at least one person yourself. Throw them in the car, put on the seatbelt, go to the Dunkin' drive-thru, then bring them to the house of the Lord. I challenge you. You will see what God will do when they're in this corporate anointing and the word is released. Amen? So who's going to join me by bringing a guest next week? Amen. Awesome. Pastor's going to bring his wife. On that note, I'm going to call up his wife.
Amen. It is always great to be in the house of God. It never gets old. It never gets old. I've been in the kingdom of God over 40 years, and every single... I didn't say how many over. I just said over 40. We'll keep it down on the low part of 40. No, not really. But anyways... It never gets old. Every time the presence of God just gets better and better and better. No, not gooder. Better and better and better. You know, even during meet and greet, I hope you're getting out of your seat and being social and greeting people. I got to hear two awesome testimonies during meet and greet. I had a hard time even getting back up here because it's just so amazing what God is doing in every single life. And you'll get to hear those testimonies too soon. I'm so excited about them. But today, we have the opportunity, as we're entering in this time of giving and tithes and offerings, to hear a testimony from faithful members of the House of God here at His Tabernacle. This is Jen and Matt Larson.
Good morning, HT. So I have been delegated to do the talking because Matt is sick, which I'm okay with. Yeah. Amen. That's right. So we have been attending HT for 8 years now. And we are from Wyalusing, Pennsylvania. And for those of you that do not know, that is a little over an hour away from HT. And we have drove consistently more than just on Sundays to attend. Back when I first started to come, I knew that this was the church that God had called me to. And it did not matter how far away, what the conditions were, I knew that I had to be faithful to the house. I got plugged in, and I just grew with the vision. But the only problem was is the drive was getting to be a lot for us. We owned two homes at the time, one in Colorado, where my husband is originally from, and in Wyalusing. And we were taught very early on that we bring the tithe to the storehouse, and that if we were to obey God, that He would chase us down with blessings. And that's exactly what He did. We faithfully tithed every Sunday, and there were times when it was hard having two mortgages to vouch for monthly. It took a strain on our family, but God never, ever let us down because we were giving Him what was rightfully His so that He could bless our 90%. Amen. This year, we put on our faith wall that we were going to sell both houses and move closer to the church so that we could be more involved than what we already are. And God really spoke to us and said, you know, blessings like that come with accelerated or increased obedience. Pastor Andrea's big on that. Increased obedience equals accelerated harvest. Yeah. And it is so true. We began to seed above our tithe, and then we included fasting in our daily practice. We had always corporately fasted with the church at the beginning of the year, but God really spoke to us and said, fasting breaks things when you do it together. And because we are joined as one, we fasted together. So when he said we had to fast, we fasted, not just Matt. And every single time that we did, God gave us a breakthrough. But I'm telling you, 8 years is a long time. And we got tired sometimes. I'm sure that you all can vouch that sometimes when it doesn't happen in our timing, one, we get tired, and two, we take it on ourselves. We start becoming God. And we found our dream home finally, but we saw that we still had a mortgage. And we're like, all right, we'll just rent out our house. We'll do it ourselves. We'll make this happen. But God said, no, I'm not going to just bless you. I'm going to take care of every single thing that you need. And within a week's time, we bought a home up here, and we sold our home in Wyalusing, Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, we had sold our Colorado home back in May. So that's two homes that we sold this year and bought our dream home in Vinetton, New York. And I'm talking, it is our dream home. When he says that he will give you the desires of your heart, it is all the way down to what my kitchen looked like, our bathroom, what we wanted, our bedrooms, how many we needed. God gave us everything. And we are able to do ministry out of our home now. And we have a wonderful small group in Vinetton. And one of our group members just gave her life to the Lord today. So we are so happy. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Oh, my goodness. Wow, God is so good. You see, why we tithe is because we want God involved in our money. I do not want to do finances without God being involved in my money. Because when God is involved, he will do abundantly above all you can ask, think, or imagine. And he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his children. Amen. Are you ready to give this morning? In this house, we repeat a supernatural declaration. So if you'll stand to your feet. And it's from the Word of God. This is found in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And if you'll just repeat it with me as you speak over your money, as you speak over your finances, as you declare blessing, prosperity, and favor. If I obey, then I am blessed going in. And I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse. And I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up because I'm a child of God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord this morning. If you're watching via live stream, you can click on the giving button or text to give right along with us.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We're excited that today is a day we get to celebrate because other people have been willing to dedicate. And that is, it's Veterans Day. You know, a lot of people, we're in a position in our country where it's quite divided. We're a non-political church. Can I hear an amen or oh my? But in that, we can't not thank the Lord for such a phenomenal country that we live. We live in a place where we can come and worship like this and not worry about the police coming in and dragging us away and putting us in jail. And so I just wanted this morning, if we could have all those that have served our country, if you could please stand. We want to honor you this morning. Everybody that has served in the country, look at that. Amen. Come on, give them a better hand clap than that. They deserve it. We live in the greatest country of this world, and I thank God for it. How about you? You thank God for America? Amen. Let's all stand. We're going to sing together. God bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Amen. Let's just take a moment. Let's pray for our country. You know, again, we're the greatest country of the world. Not only that, we want to pray for all the men and women that today, many of them are from this house. We have many men and women from our house that are today overseas and serving, and people that are in harm's way. There was a young man, he's from Pennsylvania in our house. He came to me the last time he was home, and he was sent quickly to Syria. And he said, Pastor, I did things and saw things that I never would have anticipated. And I want you to recognize that we have folks right from our own house that are out there in harm's way, making sure we can do what we're doing today, and that is we can sing even God Bless America. Amen? Father, we just thank you right now for all the men and women that have served and those that right now are serving. God, many of them are in positions of harm's way. God, we just pray you'll surround them with your angels and protect them. Lord, keep them safe, Lord Jesus, as they bring safety even to us. God, we thank you in Jesus' name, Lord, for those that are in the civil service, that, Lord, our police officers and doing, Lord, protection for our own communities. Lord, we pray for our governments. We pray, Father, that, Lord, you will use us in this window of time to see as many souls saved as possible before you return. Lord, we just want to thank you for America. We speak blessing over and not cursing. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. We have a baby dedication this morning. I love baby dedications. How about you? Could I have the Skinkle family please come forward? How many of you love the Skinkles? Josiah has been with, Josiah, you've been here on ministering and doing ministry for how many years now? 20 years. About 20 years he's been here serving. I've been able to watch. I watched when he was chasing down his beautiful bride. She kept saying, no, you're not cute enough. No, you're not cute enough. Well, that's all right, as long as he goes good. Hi, Ethan. Are you the wild man? Yes, you know, I just shook your hand. I hope you washed. That's all I got to say. But it's exciting watching families, and I love participating with families, especially those that are in ministry. And both of these folks have been serving in ministry for so many years. again, watching them get married. I did your premarital counseling, did I? That was pretty good, wasn't it? Yeah, everybody should take premarital counseling. Amen. And then after premarital counseling, I started watching as babies started being birthed. I mean, Josiah, he pushed them right out, didn't he? Yes, he did. You're all growing up so fast. And today we're going to be dedicating. You see yourself? Yeah. Okay, you're up there. For those who don't know, there's a television on our ceiling. You see? You're ready? Oh, hi. We're going to dedicate you today. Is that all right? You're saying, whatever. Yeah, you are handsome. Thank God you look like mommy, huh? Yeah. Let me grab this. I want to read something to you. Got a verse for you. The Bible just talks about our families and about the ability to have what we call heritage. And a heritage is what you pass on. Isn't that the exciting part? Watching and passing on to our next generation. Grandpa's here. Grandma's here. I'm lost. Aunt and uncle, it's good to meet you. Aunt and uncles are here. Nice to meet you, Thomas. Uncles are here. That's right. Heritage is powerful. And when we leave, what we leave behind is greater than what we have. There is no success without successors. And what this family's doing, and I know them well, is they're raising up their children to love God with all of their heart and to truly do the work of God. And there is no greater thing than that. The Bible says in Psalms 127:3, sons are a heritage from the Lord. Amen. Children are a reward from God himself. So your children are your heritage. How they pray. Dude, I love you. You grow up so big. You're the quiet son, aren't you? Yes. How is Colton? Is Colton wild? Or is he as wild as his daddy was? Not saying nothing. Not saying nothing. Like his mother. I challenge you, because baby dedication has nothing to do with the children. We all know that. You know, this doesn't do anything for the child. The child, mainly what we're doing is we're giving the baby back to God and saying, whatever you want to do, my child, you've given him to me, and we will be good stewards of this baby. We will honor God, raise him in the love and admonition of the Lord. And we'll make sure that he understands how to pray. He understands how to read the word. He understands how to do the work and the will of God. And there's no greater thing that we can do than leave a heritage. Mama punched you in the head, honey. Let me pray for you. Come over here with me. It's safer. There's no greater heritage. No greater heritage than our children. And you know, for myself, I'm blessed. You know, my family, all my children are doing work of the ministry. And as a parent, there is no greater reward than seeing your kids follow God with all of their heart. And Josiah and Jamie, you have both been so faithful here. And as your pastors, Pastor Rhonda and I, can't say thank you enough for all the years that you've served God and you've served God's people. And I know that there are blessings for that. Everything you put your hand to has prospered, and the Lord will prosper your children. Am I hurting your head? Sorry. He'll prosper your children. And I just want you to know that today we just love you and we honor you as well. So, Father, we just speak blessing over this family, blessing over this baby. We declare that, God, you will lead Colton's feet, guide him. Lord, at a very young age, Jesus, that's you, baby, I'm praying for you. At a very young age, he'll know your voice. Jesus, you always take the wild ones and seem to tame them so they can do great things for you. You take the quiet ones that run deep. And, Jesus, you use their lives to teach others. So, Lord, we speak blessing over this family. We declare that no sickness has a right in their home. Lord, thank you for saving Josiah's life. You are truly a miracle-working God. And Lord, we thank you for this family. Speak blessing over in every facet. His new business, Lord, let it prosper to where, Lord, he will be able to hire many and, God, have more free time to do your work. Lord, bless Jamie, Lord, in her work, in her business. And most of all, Lord, we say, bless this heritage. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you. I got a paper for you. Here you go. Amen. You know, it's scary when you're getting older. Turn to someone and say amen. I'm talking like, I remember Josiah Skinkle when he was, I think he was just in high school or just out of high school. And we were over in the square. Now, what's in there now? Does anybody remember called the Honeycomb? That's where the church used to be, for those who don't know. We were in that square. And I remember Josiah Skinkle coming with John Rossplock. And he came into the service, and we had Prophet Davidio with us that day. And Prophet Davidio his wife Joyce walked over to Josiah. I don't even think he was born again. And looked at him and said, "You like to race. You like to race cars. And the Lord says you need to stop or you'll die." Yeah, we didn't see Josiah for a while. he scared the tar out of him. But he said one day he's racing down Route 86, which was 17 then, at a very fast speed. And he almost got in a bad situation. And he remembered what the Lord spoke to him. He came to church, got saved, got filled with the Holy Ghost. God touched his life. And he's been running our safety security ministry. Actually, he started it, I believe, 17 years ago. It's amazing. You know, our church has been mocked for many years for having a safety security team. But how many of you are glad we have a safety security team at His Tabernacle Family Church? And I thank God for Josiah's ministry. It has been a blessing through all the years as they've protected the anointing. That's the job of the safety security team, protecting the anointing. Jamie has been working in fact, when they met, man, I just didn't know. And man, she turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to Josiah. Amen. We just thank God for Jamie and Josiah. And as their pastors, I'm just very proud of them and sad that I'm getting old enough to now see their children grow up. Jesus. All right, are you ready? Last week we finished our message, our series on the Watchmen. This is the year of... you're so quiet this morning. I said, this is the year of... Nick, I can't even go one step further until it comes out of your mouth. You ready? This is the year of... Did you lip sync or did you actually say it? You said it? Okay, very good. Divine connections. How many of you have had a divine connection this year that changed your life? Financially, emotionally, spiritually, in some dimension, God brought somebody in your life and that divine connection shifted where you were and what God was doing. You see, divine connections are so powerful because the Lord plans, the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. He plans us to step into His design so that He will be able to bring satisfaction to your heart. You see, how many of you like joy? How many of you like being happy? Well, you know, I just want to be happy. Listen, if you want to be happy, the joy of the Lord is your strength. There's walking in a level of obedience that is necessary so that we can please God. But you see, these divine connections are so awesome because when God puts us together with somebody that we need at that exact moment, they are the bridge to take us to the next level of destiny that we have in our lives. And I don't know about you, I want to see all that God has for me. Can I hear an amen or oh my? I want to see what God has for my life. I don't want to just be satisfied with the status quo. Mediocrity is not an option for my life. Can I hear an amen? I want to see God do great and mighty things, what He's promised. He said, listen, the devil's come but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came that you might have life and life more abundant. Not just abundant life, but more than abundant. That comes through you and I allowing those divine connections to come into our lives so that we can accelerate beyond where we are right now. Turn to someone and say, it's time to accelerate. The series on the Watchman of the Wall was so powerful because it reminded us that we are God's divine connection to somebody. Without you, somebody's not going to heaven. Without you and I sharing the good news of Jesus, Without you and I sharing the word of God, without you and I sharing our testimony so that people can hear how to be saved, they are not going to go to heaven. Blessed are the feet of those who bring good news. Turn to someone and say, you got nice feet. Blessed are the feet of those. Happy are the feet of those who bring good news. I don't know about you. I thank God that I got feet that can take me where I can share the gospel. Now, some of you need some feet, you know, maybe some makeup. You know, any men get pedicures? Josh, you get pedicures? No. Yeah. There we go. Are they good? I need to go for a pedicure. Did you get one? Who other men? Any other men got a pedicure in this place before? Good. Are they good? They're worth it? Should I go? Yeah. Whoa, really, Marlo? They're good? I'm gonna go get a pedicure. You heard that? Yeah, we'll see when that happens. Glory to God. I actually almost got one. It was down in Florida, but they didn't have any seats left over, so praise the Lord. All right. I want to start a new series today, and it's on Mark. Turn to somebody and say, you've been marked. That's right, you've been marked. Every one of us have been marked. How many of you have been born again? Shout amen. How many of you need to be born again? Shout, oh my, today's your day. Glory to God. I didn't figure I'd hear anything, but it was worth a shot. So we're today going to talk to you about being marked. It's one thing to be a watchman. It's another thing to be a disciple. I want to take you on an adventure this next month on how to be a disciple who will disciple people. It's one thing to get somebody born again. It's not just how you start. It's how you... Come on, it's not just how you start, it's how you, come on, it's not just how you start, it's how you, amen. I believe that every single person in this room, every person watching by live stream, and every person watching by television, we all need to lead at least one soul to Jesus a year. Well, that was really sad, wasn't it? Let's try that one more time. I believe that everybody in this room, everybody watching by live stream, and everybody watching by television need to lead at least one soul to Jesus a year. Here we go, one more time. I'm patient. Nick, get on the ball now. Here we go. I believe that everybody in this room, everybody watching by live stream, and everybody that's watching by television need to lead at least one soul to Jesus a year. Okay, I believe that everybody in this room, that everybody watching by live stream, and everybody watching by television need to lead at least one soul to Jesus a year. Come on now, that was good. Turn to somebody and say, that was good, that was good. But God doesn't just want you to lead them to Christ. The Bible says that we are to make disciples. But you can't make something you're not sure what it is. So we want to take you on a full week, just a quick understanding of how to be a disciple for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you, God is calling you, not just to lead these people to Jesus, but for you to disciple them, you to take them on the adventure, so that they don't just start, they'll actually finish the race, and not just finish, I always teach my kids, finish strong. Come on now, can I hear an amen? You know what I'm talking about. You've met those people. Man, when they quit or when they get let go or get laid off, they never finish anything strong. I believe you're not allowed to just finish, but you must finish strong. Can I hear an amen? That means you and I are called to make sure that we are disciples. What is a disciple? A disciple is a pupil. A disciple is somebody that's being taught. An individual that is an apprentice, a student. We are students of God. We have a big thing that's happened in the American church today that really, I believe, is a seed of diabolical plot to slowly erode the church from its influence on this planet. And what do I mean by that is this, is that the average Christian now goes to church one out of every 3 weeks. So there's what we call a three-week rotation. And that right there is scary, because when you start realizing that if you're not in the house of God, you're probably not getting the word of God. You're definitely not getting the corporate word of God, which means you're not in a vision. If you're not in a vision, then you're all by yourself. The enemy's working hard not only to keep people out of church on Sundays, but the average believer only goes to church that 1 week out of every month, which means during the week time, there's no relationships, no fellowships. Acts chapter 2:42 is not happening. And they remained steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and in prayer and in fellowship, and they broke bread together. That was not occurring. So therefore, what's happened is we have a body of believers that have not been discipled. They just love God. Listen now, I'm not saying they don't go to heaven, but what I'm saying is they love God, but they don't know their elbow from their fanny. It's not just enough to get saved. Now, yes, to go to heaven, but God didn't call you just to go to heaven. If God called you to go to heaven, you'd drop dead the moment you got saved. You got saved because you have destiny and purpose, and God's got a plan for your life. You're not an accident that just kind of happened on the planet. God formed you before you were in your mother's womb. He knew you. God, before he ever called the world into existence, had a plan for you to be here right now and saved, washed by the blood of Christ, to do mighty exploits for heaven so that your life will change many lives and that you not only will be a soul winner, for he who wins souls is wise, but you'll also be a discipler to be able to take them on the adventure of maturing in Christ. That's who you are. Turn to somebody and say, that's who you are. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 7, 21 through 23, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. This philosophical idea within the church world today that is taught that you have grace and it's called the doctrine of grace. Now, grace is extremely important because that is God's power to be successful. But there is a misconception that's permeated the body of Christ that says all you need to do is say that nice little prayer and everything's perfect. Listen, this is about relationship, not about religion. We don't have church membership here because we don't want anybody to say, well, I joined his tabernacle, therefore I'm going to heaven. Listen, you're not going to heaven because you come to church. You're going to heaven because you love God, because you know God, you're in a relationship with God, and you come to church because you want to participate with the corporate body of Christ. What's happened is there are a lot of individuals that are putting their faith in something that is not valid, that will not hold them when they're called to eternity. The validity that God has for you is that the truth will make you free. The truth is not just that you got to be saved by the blood of Jesus, which is absolutely how you go to heaven, but then you understand that you have to step into being a pupil of God. Listen, salvation is free, but being a disciple will cost you everything. Salvation is free. But being a pupil will cost you everything. We've come to the place in American church where we are okay with God as long as it's free and it doesn't cost me anything. But that is just not the way it works. Can I hear an amen or oh my? The very first principle of being a disciple of God is that he is Lord. He's not just God that saves you from your sins and gives you the escape card out of hell, but he's actually your Lord. He is your king. When you got born again, you became a dual citizen. When you were not born again, you were a citizen of this earth. But when you got saved, you graduated. Can I hear an amen? You became very much a son and a daughter of the Most High God. You now are part of the kingdom of God, a citizen of heaven, an ambassador from another planet, another place called God's kingdom. And God's kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's plan is that you recognize that the kingdom that you are now participating with is not a democracy, but it is a kingdom with a king. In that, to be a true disciple of Jesus means that your life is no longer your own. You've been bought with a price. And that we have a Lord, Adonai. He is our owner. He is the one that we submit to. He is the king that we surrender to. This is the great part about the Lord Jesus Christ, is that when we get to know God, when we accept Christ as our Savior, our lives are not our own. We have surrendered our life to him so that he might live through us. For it's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live according to the faith of the Son of God. Galatians 2, verse 20. It's time to recognize that our life that God has us to do and to live on this planet is one that will bring glory to his name. And not only that, will bring blessing to our lives. It's a lot like this, SWAT.
Meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
Yeah, we reviewed your application, so thank you so much to applying to our company. We think that you'd be an excellent fit for us.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to start adding value to your company. I know that all of the other employees have great benefits as well.
Yes, all of our employees have amazing benefits, and it's very, very obvious that the people who work for our company have amazing benefits. So I'm really, really excited to have you on our team.
Great.
Did you receive the employee handbook that we sent you
right
in
here.
The mail?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I love it because especially under the benefits portion, it says eternal life, abundant life, health, and healing. And that looks amazing. Where do I sign?
Yeah, well, we just got to make sure that you've you went over all of the employee handbook.
Yeah, I'll do anything you say, boss.
Okay, awesome. So you saw under the responsibility portion over there, you looked that over?
I didn't see that there.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I didn't put it in fine print. So
would you look at that?
Yeah. So right under John 15, it says the production is a crucial part of being an employee here. You saw that?
Right, yeah, like, you know, I actually didn't see that one.
Good, good. Well, I mean, I do give my employees abundant life, all of them, but there are responsibilities in your part that you have to hold up to, you know.
But you know what, boss? I've been kind of working off my own rules. Something I wrote myself.
Can I see that?
Sure.
Yeah, let me just take a look at that. Thanks. So it kind of sounds like you took my benefits part of the employee handbook and you kind of just wrote your own responsibilities, kind of just tried to mesh those together?
Absolutely, and it's
good.
Been really awesome.
Yeah, let's see how this is going. Number one, be a nice person. Well, that's cute. Number four, read the word when I feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry to break this to you, but your lordship portion and my benefits portion don't mesh together. You cannot receive my benefits if you don't follow my responsibilities that I've laid out for you.
You know, I'm happier following my own handbook. You know, I'm going to go back to my own job. I was the manager there, and everyone told me I did a great job.
I'm sure everybody else did. But in your application that you voluntarily put in, it says, why are you applying to our company? You said, I have seen the benefits that your employees receive on a regular basis, and I'm not receiving those managing my own company. Your quote.
Well, your responsibilities are just too much. Now that I see them, I think I'd rather go back to where I was. It wasn't that bad, managing my own company. Sorry about all of the confusion.
No, just as long as you're not confused that you will not receive the benefits that my employees receive if you're continuing to live by your own handbook.
I thought it was working pretty well. Sorry for wasting your time.
Hey, I can't make you work here, so you're allowed to apply any other time you want, just as long as you accept the full handbook.
Okay, thank you.
Good to meet you.
Ooh. Come on now. Isn't that the way it is with a lot of our lives? We want God's benefits, but we don't want him to be our manager. We want God to do what we want him to do, but when we start living our own lives, we get mad when he doesn't respond when we're living our own management life. And God is letting us know that if you're going to be a disciple, a true disciple of Jesus Christ, a pupil of Jesus, that means that he is the Lord, he is the Adonai, the owner of our life. He is the one that we submit to, and whatever he tells us to do, we willingly step into it. You see, if we want his benefit package, he's got to be our Lord. You're awful quiet this morning. Well, you know, Pastor, I think that, you know, God is a good God and that I can live any way that I want to and that God will have to bless me. You know what's even amazing? I've heard actually people say this to me. I'm going to live how I want, and when I want God, then I'll accept him. I'll accept him when I'm ready. You see, we forget that even the drawing of the Holy Spirit is a blessing of the Lord. That we can't get saved at any moment that we want to get saved. We got to respond to the Lord when the Lord is calling us. Can I hear an amen? You see, this is where the church world has gone off doctrinally, where we say we can live any way we want and still get the benefit package of heaven. And the truth is that this is the way, walk ye in it. The Bible says there's a way that seems right unto man that leads to death. There's a need for us, the Bible, as the Bible declares, as sons and daughters of the Lord, as you and I are God's pupils, as you and I are God's students, as we're studying the Word of God, studying Christ, walking as Christ walked. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me, and the life that I live in the flesh, I live according to the faith of the Son of God. I must decrease so he can increase. As we're walking in this lifestyle, what we'll find is that God's blessings will trip us up, they'll chase us down, they'll overcome us, because God wants you blessed and not cursed. But God can't bless you if you're your own manager. When you're your own Lord, it's opposite of the scripture. Can I hear an amen or am I? And this is the challenge that we're dealing with, as many people have stopped leading someone to Christ, but when they do lead someone to Christ, they don't disciple them. Why? Because they're not disciples themselves. We must become disciples of Christ. That means we are the students of the Word. We are the students of the life of Jesus. And we will obey God when he speaks to us. Say amen or oh my. Come on now. You see, this is where we become successful. I don't know about you, but I want to be successful. How many of you want to be successful in the room? How many want to be failures in the room? No one wants to be a failure. Well, maybe one. No. Nobody wants to be a failure. But we can't be successful unless we do it God's way. And this is where, as believers, we've got to be discipled. That means we've got to submit to the principles of God's word. The Bible talks about it very clearly, about submission. You know, when people start talking about submission, it sounds like a horrible event. But you see, we are now part of a kingdom who has an amazing king. Our king, in fact, every king is judged by his kingdom. You see, every king must have a kingdom, and every kingdom has laws, and all laws are based upon a constitution, which is the Word of God. And when we walk according to the constitution, we will always find the benefits of heaven will always be available for us. You see, every king, when he is judged, he's judged by the health of his people. Now, I'm not just talking physical health, I'm talking emotional health. Is his kingdom happy? You see, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You see, when you're in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. When you're walking as God is your king, Emmanuel, walking in the righteousness of heaven, you're going to live in the joy of the Lord that is going to be your strength. When hard times come, you rely upon that principle that the joy of the Lord is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. The very fruits of God dwell within you because you're possessed by God's Spirit. He dwells inside of you. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. At that very moment, you can start living in success. Why can you live in success? Because you're submitted to your king, and your king's responsibility is to take care of you. Listen, if God is for you, who can be against you? Listen now, I don't care. The enemy comes against you one way. He's going to have to flee seven ways. When you're the apple of God's eye, when you're walking as he is your Lord in your life, you see, when God is standing for you, who can be against you? Can I hear an amen? You see, submitting to the lordship of Jesus is not oppressive, it's freedom. obeying God is not oppressive, it's freedom. Because when we're walking in lordship of Jesus, then God, our Lord, is responsible for us. I love that he's responsible for us. I love his job is to make sure that we're healthy. That's why he sent his son Jesus, that by his stripes you were healed. I love that he sent his son to make sure that poverty did not rule in our lives. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, it talks about how Christ gave and became poor that we might become rich. And I want to challenge those who are religious. If you look at that, it has nothing to do in the entire chapter to do with salvation. The whole chapter is talking about money. God wants you blessed and not cursed. He takes joy and happiness in the prosperity of his people. You see, when we submit to the lordship of Jesus, yes, that means we've got to abandon our own life. Yes, that means we've got to submit to God's principles and his rules. Now listen, we all know that's real. There's not one person in this room that doesn't live this. How many of you drive your car? If you're too young, don't raise your hand. You drive a car, how many of you ever got a speeding ticket before? How many of you have had two speeding tickets? Pastor Dan's hand has not gone down yet. How many of you have had three speeding tickets? Wow. How many of you have had four speeding tickets? Pastor Dan and Jody's hands are up. Now watch, Pastor Andrea. The issue is not the speeding ticket. The issue is that when you get a speeding ticket, you've got to pay the speeding ticket. Then what happens is you get a surcharge. Can I hear an amen or oh my? After the surcharge, then your insurance goes up. Now, how many of you like high insurance? No. If you need new insurance, we have an insurance man in the back, right in the back there. Wave at everybody. Glory to God. Yeah, that's right. He'll take good care of you. So here we are. Nobody wants higher insurance. Nobody wants to pay the speeding ticket. Nobody wants to pay the surcharge. But if we don't obey the law, can you be mad at the state? Can you be upset at the insurance company? But we are. I can't believe that insurance company raised my rates. Well, for goodness sakes, you've had three tickets. You were going 954 miles an hour. You see, in every aspect of our life, we deal with lordship. In every aspect of our life, we deal with the need to submit. We deal with the need of being under a covering. Listen now, that's the great part about being part of the United States of America. And even today being Veterans Day, we have the Air Force. We have the Marines. We have the Army. We have the Navy. We have the Seabees. Come on now, we have the National Guard. We can go through all the lists and even the civil. We have the police officers of New York State. We have the county police. We have the town police. We can go through all of those. And their whole job is simple, and that is to make sure that we all submit to the law so we're safe. Submission always brings safety. Submission always brings to where those that are over will release blessing instead of cursing. How many of you recognize paying the ticket is a curse? Amen. But who brought the curse on? You see, it's the same way in our walk with the Lord. When we're learning that God is our head, when we're learning that God is our King, when we're learning and being true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, when we say, Lord, Lord, see, that's the powerful part. Many will say, Lord, Lord, did we not cast out devils in your name? Did we not heal the sick in your name? Did we not prophesy in your name? And Jesus will say, who is the Lord? Depart from me, I never knew you. This is the problem. Many people will do the works of God, but have never submitted to God. It's time for you and I to learn that God is our head, God is our Lord, God is our King, and we are not. Well, I just want to live my life the way I want to live my life. Then don't expect the benefit package. Don't expect you're going to go to heaven. Just recently, somebody told me they didn't want to accept the Lord. But they were a moral person. I said, what are you, stupid? They said, what do you mean? I said, well, if you're not going to heaven, you're making a conscious choice not to go to heaven, you are an absolute fool to be moral. You might as well be the most foul, ungodly person on the planet because you're going to the same hell as the one who is. If you don't accept Christ, you can't go to heaven. And it doesn't matter how good or how bad you are, it's still the same location. When God is your Lord, it changes everything. When God is your King, it changes everything. When you submit to the King, it's an awesome thing to know that my God is walking before me, that nothing that comes against me is going to prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. When I'm walking with God, even though hell might break loose and they throw me in the fiery furnace, baby, I'm going to come out without even smelling like smoke. I want you to know that if God is for you, who can be against you? I want you to know that God will open up prosperity to your life, that you'll have more than enough. You're not going to just survive. And when the disease comes on your body, that disease is subject to your Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that sin, that disease, that sickness must submit itself to your Lord. It's awesome to have a Lord. It's awesome to have a King. It's awesome to walk as a disciple for Jesus because you can only succeed and never fail. See, that's the best part. I don't know how many of you, but every time I've taken the Lordship on in my life, I've caused myself trouble. Anybody ever try to figure out your own life? How many of you know you can't even figure out what you're going to do in 2 hours? You got a plan, though, don't you? How many of you had your plans changed by something inadvertent? How many, man, you thought everything was perfect, everything, and then 30 seconds later, everything changed just in a second of time? Why is that? Because we are not God. Can I hear an amen? We are not the Lord. Say amen. We don't know our end from our beginning. Woo, come on, Jesus. But we can serve one who does. We can serve the Lord who says, my desire is to benefit you in such a manner that everyone who looks at your life will want your life. They'll want how you serve. I remember my child, Chad, when he was in rebellion. He was walking against the things of the Lord. And I walked up into his room one day and I said, dude, you know, I don't understand what you're doing, man. You're following some pretty shady folk. Man, you're doing some pretty shady things. I said, don't you want to be successful like your mother and I? Don't you want to have a nice home? Don't you want to have money in the bank? Don't you want to have a nice car? Don't you want to have a family that truly loves you? Don't you want, and I went through the whole list of what we got, baby. I'm blessed. I'm blessed not because I'm a pastor. I'm blessed because I got a King. And when I sit under my King, I've got everything available for me. It doesn't matter who brings anything against me. My God is able to do abundantly above all I can even ask or imagine. I looked at him and said, I can't understand why you would trade the success of heaven for the foolishness of this world. And I thank the Lord that he turned his heart back to the Lord Jesus. And today he's preaching up in Ithaca. The question is simply this. Who is your Lord? Do you still have your manager's tag on or did you give it back to him? Are you ruling your life? Or is he ruling your life? The Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. It doesn't mean suggested of the Lord. It said ordered of the Lord. That means walk this way. Walk this way. When you walk in the path of God, baby, man, you can't fail. But when you take on your own lordship, you start going on rabbit trails. They're going to take you down to some deep holes. It's time to set Jesus Christ back up where he belongs. He belongs at the head of your life, not at the tail of your life. It's not that you get a chance to go to church every once in a while. Oh, well, I might go to church. It's glory to God. I get to go to my daddy's house. Man, I got family supper today. Man, I tell you something, every single Sunday afternoon and every Friday morning, we have family breakfast at my house on Friday morning. My wife, she starts cooking 2 to 3 hours in advance. You know there's going to be pancakes, like pancakes. This week they were blueberry pancakes. And then there were eggs and there was bacon. I don't know how many pounds of bacon, 3 pounds, 4 pounds of bacon, 3.5 pounds of bacon. Can everybody say bacon? I'm talking like you walk in that house, the coffee's a brewing. Man, everything's a happening. You walk in there and the family starts coming in. I love being with my family. I love hanging out with my kids. I love seeing how God is blessing them. On Sunday afternoons, when my wife, she's already started cooking. She started cooking this morning at 6:30 a.m. So when we get home this afternoon, we're going to have some turkey legs. We're going to have some turkey wings. I know we got some potatoes and some carrots. And I know, baby, there's some snacks over there. I saw the cookies already bought. I can't wait to get home. Jesus. And that's what church is. I can't wait to go home, man. I can't wait to be in the house of God with my family. Can't wait to celebrate my King together. I can't wait for worship. Some of you come in late for worship. I don't know, you're crazy. Man, I want to get near the front during worship. I want my hands to be the highest. I want my King to see, hey, God, I love you with all of my heart, my mind, my body, soul, and my strength. I can't wait to worship you. Let you know that, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Great is thy faithfulness. It's time to recognize that it's you and I need to put him back where he belongs. We are disciples. Come on now. Not just going to heaven. You put God back where he belongs in your life, the blessings will chase you down. They will trip you up. You will be, come on now, you will be the blessed of God, and people will be jealous of your life. Why? Because they're going to say, surely God is on their side. I challenge you to make Jesus your Lord. Some of you are saying, well, I don't really know how to do that. Well, that means you start being faithful to your God. You need to start doing some devotions every single day. What does that mean, Pastor? I don't even know how to do a devotion. What's a devotional? Well, that means you pick up the Bible every day and you start reading it. Listen, if you don't like to read, they have YouVersion. It will read to you. Get the word in you, for faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And all of a sudden, your spirit man starts to grow. Come on now. Man, you get more word in you, you start to grow. But what happens when you start stealing the word? You start to die. For what you feed grows, and what you starve dies. Then when it's time to pray, you start talking to him. God, I just thank you. Lord, you're right. You're driving to your job. God, I thank you for the ability to drive. God, I thank you for the ability to have a family. God, I thank you for the ability to have salvation. God, I thank you. Start praising him. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. You start stepping into his presence. You start talking to him. And then, listen, when the house doors are open, baby, I'm in the house of God. Why am I here? Not because I have to, but because I can't wait to be in the presence of the Lord. Listen now. We'll take it one step further. And when the time for the offering comes, it's not, well, you know, I guess I got to put George in. Yeah, you know, they try to make you feel guilty about giving at that church. I said, I want you to know something. He's the Lord of my money. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I don't even have a bank account. He has a bank account. I love walking around my man cave saying, thank you, God, for allowing me to be in your house today. See, I get to live in God's house because I own nothing. I get to drive God's vehicles because I own nothing. I thank you, God, that you give me the ability to have everything I own. See, when he's your Lord, it changes everything. And I challenge you today. My question to you today is simply this. Is he your Lord or is he just your Savior? Are you surrendered to him? Will you obey him? Will you walk in the principles of God's word? Will you obey God? Will you make him your King? Or will you still live according to your philosophy that really has never gotten you anything successful? I challenge you today to make Jesus your Lord. If you'll bow your head with me real quickly, I just want to ask a few questions. And this is what I want to ask. Maybe that today you've never made Jesus your Lord. That means you've never even given your heart to Christ. And I want you to know today that, man, serving God is so awesome. I'm not saying it's perfect, but what I'm saying, when God is for you, I'm telling you, he'll get you through. Man, when you got no human that can help you, when you call upon the name of the Lord, he'll be right there. He'll take good care of you. He's a faithful God, a loving God. He's a passionate God, and he can't wait to bless his kids. Today, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, or you're in a backslidden condition, you're not sure today, you go to heaven if you take your last breath, and you want to know that you know that you know that you know, I'd like you to slide your hand up this morning. I want to lead you to the best friend you're ever going to have. He's the best king you'll ever have. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll always be with you even to the end of the age. Is there anyone here that needs Jesus Christ as their personal Savior? I'm going to ask just real quickly. Five, I'm going to count down. At the end of the, when I hit one, we're all done. Five, four, come on, get your hand up. Three, thank you, ma'am. Two, last call. And one. Let's all stand to our feet. If I could have the prayer team come around the front of the altar real quickly. Today, I want you to know, and probably what you're experiencing, I had an example I didn't use. But you know, God is our Father. And even as children, sometimes we don't like what mommy and daddy are telling us to do. But I want to guarantee you, mom and dad will take good care of you. Amen? Let Daddy God take good care of you. Let Father God take good care of you. Today, if you have never made Jesus your Lord, now I'm not talking he's not your Savior. I'm talking you've never made him your Lord, and you want to do that. I'd just like you to slide your hand up as well. Is there anyone here who wants to make Jesus their Lord? Well, we're in good shape then. Amen. Father, I just speak blessing upon this congregation. I declare, God, we're going to lead many souls to Jesus. Jesus, I thank you that you've not only called us to be saved, but you called us to be disciples. And Lord, you have all these abundant blessings just waiting for us. Thank you, God, we'll only glean greatness as we yield to you. That God will have safety, we'll have security as we rest in the everlasting arms of God. We thank you, Jesus, that the blessings are going to chase us down and trip us up as we make you our King and our Lord and our life. We truly, willingly submit to you. Whatever you tell us to do, Jesus, we will obey. God, we pray for those that are struggling with this, that, Lord, they'll come to an epiphany quickly, Lord, before a wound comes into their life, that, Lord, they can submit to you and see the greatness of God. Lord, we pray for the young lady that's given her heart to you this morning. I thank you, Jesus, as she confesses you, her whole life is going to transform because she's made you the Lord of her life. And we just give you a great opportunity, Lord, in us. Do whatever you want in our lives, Jesus. Change us any way you desire in our life, and we'll give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. And everybody said, amen. Amen. If I could have that young lady, you'll make your way right up front here with Mindy. If you just step right out of your chair. Be brave. Very good, very good. We love you. Have an awesome day. Serve God with all of your hearts.